A two-time Olympic champion smashed his own world record in the Berlin Marathon yesterday. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, the new record inched closer to that elusive two-hour marathon mark.
Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge cut 30 seconds off his previous world record set on this very same course 4 years ago. He finished the Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds.
Eliud Kipchoge is a history maker in Berlin yet again. He has done it.
Eliud Kipchoge is, as everybody calls him, the GOAT.
Elite runner Nicky Johnston watched the race and predicts Kipchoge, the greatest of all time, will soon run a marathon in under 2 hours. In 2019, in fact, he did break the two-hour mark, but it wasn't official because he ran it under laboratory conditions. Johnston says there's no runner like Kipchoge.
He just looks so relaxed, and as I say, it looks fluid. And it's incredible when he gets to the finish. Like, he doesn't collapse or go on his knees, or like he's not exhausted like we all would. I would collapse. I would be done.
Not Kipchoge. He crossed the finish line and he had time to hug his trainer, his friends, pose for photos, celebrate with fans, and wave the Kenyan flag as everyone waited and waited for the second place runner to finish 4 minutes and 49 seconds later. Kipchoge, who's known for his humility and being a man of few words, had this to say after the race to an interviewer.
How does it feel to have broken the record again?
I feel good.
Kipchoge elaborated a little when he spoke about yesterday's conditions. The Berlin Marathon is one of the world's flattest and fastest courses, and yesterday's weather, dry, cool, and 59 degrees, was ideal for a world record.
Berlin is a place whereby it can give anybody actually a chance to push the limits. I always don't believe in limits. I don't know what the limits are.
And not knowing where the limits are could very well help the 37-year-old Kipchoge someday break yesterday's record by 1 minute and 10 seconds, all that he'll need to run a marathon in under 2 hours. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.